We're on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We have the bottom Tosfos. Trei Gilei de Milcha Umeshafya. We had here a problem that the Beidugi, the basin that they used to put underneath the behemoth, when they were roasting the behemoth to catch the fats that were dripping out of the behemoth. So there's a problem, maybe some dam is also dripping into this beidugi. So we had a hadroche from Shmuel, a menichin kli tachas bosa at sheyich lekol mare admumi sheboi. And the Gemara said we'll have a simen that the mare admumis was there's no more mare admumis in the behemah when we see smoke coming out of the psacha behemah or smoke coming out from the coals. So then we know that the dam stopped tripping. And so now one can put the beidugi. And Ravashi had asked Akasha that this is not an accurate simen. It could be that the smoke is coming out because the bottom chelek of the behemoth got roasted already, and there's no dam coming out from the bottom chelek, so memela. That's why the smoke is coming out from the coals or from the psar behemah, but could be the top chelik of the behemah as yet still has dam in it. So therefore, Ravashi said that we have to go and take some salt, tarti, gille milche. And Rashi says, just let us see Rashi, trei gilei de milche, Bain al haboso, you pour a little salt on the meat that's roasting. Ubain besoich hakeli, vadam nigrar etzel hamelech l'shulayim. Yisabrocha wants to say, could be the little salt on the boso also helps that the dam will separate. Maybe the Trilla Sapiro is already in the Psar HaBehemeh, and Al Kaponim, a little salt on the Behemeh, a little salt in the Keli, will accomplish that the Shumen that's in the Beidugi is free of dam. Trei Gille de Milche Umeshafye, and then the Gemara says, you pour carefully from this beidugi into another keli, and the fats will be separated from the dam, and there's no shayla. So Tosfos says shehadam nigrar etzel hamelach b'shulayim, that the dam is nimshach to the melach, to the salt. So now Tosfos has a problem. L'chayre till it's nigrar, till it's nimshach from the salt, it was ma'urev in the shuman. There was a time it was ma'urev in the shuman, and then later the salt is moishach the dam from the shuman. So we had a whole sugi of yod efshel seichtoi is osar amuta. That means if you were seichet, you had a bliya shel isa, and then in a chaticha, and then this chaticha was cooked with other chatichas, and this accomplished that the bliya becomes nisarev and all other chatichas, and it leaves this chaticha. So this is a svara efshel seichtai also, since mitchile the chaticha was nesar because of the bliya, so even though the bliya was taken out eventually, but it remains also. There's a svara efshel seichtai also. So Tosfos has a problem over here. Before the melach, before the salt has the opportunity to be meishach the dam from the shuman. So there was a matzev that the dam was meurev in the shuman. So then the shuman was also. So what did the melach accomplish? The melach accomplished that we're drawing out the dam from the shuman. So if yod efshel esteich day also, it should be also. That's Tosfos Kashi. Vafilu laman da omar efshel esteich day also, yesh lahater kan, v'lo yamrinen miyad kshenoitev ashumen min aboso. We don't say when the shuman first fell out from the boso, nesa machmas dam hamuraboy. Then it was nesa. Vishuv lo yoyeloi tre gilulei de milcha. So then it's too late already. It was nesa. So even though you were moishech the dam from the shuman, but since it was nesa mitchila because of the taruvis of the dam, so it should remain also. So Taisva says, the kiven shadam nifrash mimenu legamri, einisha boitam afilo mashu, the kach hoyu bekiven de bedovo, they were boki that this salt is moishech, extracts the dam completely from the shuman, there's not a mashu left, umuta. So it's muta. If the whole issa was extracted, so it's muta. Leidomi le'efshe le'soichte de'leil. So if you say so. So why by efshe le'soichte, before we don't say such a lomdus. We say also you extracted the bliya, yeah, let's say a tipas cholov that fell in one chaticha, and then later you were menayel with all other chatiches, and then that's maflit, the bliya from the cholov from this chatiche, we see evshel esoichtoi is also. The hosam ein ha'isa yaitzi legamri ela shemizbatu. So Taisva says a chilek, which taimek advarim ledavoyne, I don't understand, but Taisva says the Daimek HaDvorim of Efshel HaSeichtei also we have to understand. Why does it remain also? So Kaponim, Taisvis gives guidelines. The whole cloud that Efshel HaSeichtei is also was only said if there was Iser in the Chatiche, and there still is Iser in the Chatiche, but now you have a Shir Bittul. And that is Allah, it remains also. Because since it was Nassar before, so even though now I have a lot of the Issa was taken out, and now I have a Shir Bittul, and that is a Din Efshel HaSeichtei also. But if the Issa is completely drawn out from the Chatiche, and that is what this salt accomplishes, so then there's no such concept of Efshel HaSeichtei also. So Taisva says, "Va'achshav ein lahater de'etrei giluli de'milche." So Taisva says, "Bizmaneinu we cannot do this etza of Ravashi. Fima shepirish balochis deus the daf kenoka trei giluli. Trei giluli is a meduyik dike amount of salt. Too much salt will make that the dam will become still ma'urev with the shuman. It takes out the chiyas from the dam, and the dam will be ma'urev in the shuman. Too little salt will take out the dam completely. Aval harbe melach koyse koyach adam v'nonu bekim bedova shaloi laharbe shvelamait. We do not know the proper shear. So memela, so we don't have an etzah of this, of tarti gilulei milcha. I saw the Miri is Moira. We're speaking about a person is roasting a behemoth, and Dam and Ravashi is and Shuman is dripping out, and Ravashi yes, maybe Dam is also dripping out. This simen that Oshan is coming out from the Gecholim is not an accurate simen. So Ravashi said, so it's bitter. So how, you can't rely on this simen. It's not an accurate simen. So we have to make sure that we extract the dam completely to gilulei milche, and that takes care of it. Fine. So I saw the Meiri asks Akashem, but when the dam and the shuman fell lechatchila, dripped out of the behemoth, both were hot. So he asked, so lechere, the shuman was beleya from the dam. And he was talking about that it's dam. He was talking about that it's, I mean, Ravashi said this real dam here. Ravashi did not rely on the simen of that what Marzutra had said. That it's not an accurate simen. So Ravashi holds, I have to be chayish. Maybe there's still dam dripping. So you have hot dam and hot shimon dripping. And so he says, so the shimon is beleya from the dam. So it has a bliya shalisa. L'chair, I think he understood the gilulei milcha only takes out the dam ben. But there was a bliya of the dam. So the Meiri says a yesod, and Bemison, the Ran also mentions this, he said, but he says it's a little clearer. Hadvorim halachim einam boilim zemize elemis arvim. Amir de Kaloshin, if you have a dover lach, there's no such concept of a bliya. You have dvorim lachim einam boilim zemize elemis arvim. That's teretz number one. There's no din bliya by dvor melachim. And then he says, but yes, but the keli became nesar. Yes, the shayla of the keli also. Hatam fell into the keli. So he says something very interesting. He says that when they put the salt in, they put some water in the keli also, and then they put in the salt. It seems the salt dissolved in the water, and then that was moshech the dam from the shuman. So he says, since there's water in the keli, so whatever falls in, we say tato govar. So it's cold water. So the keli never became nesa. That's the al kaponim. This is the teretz of the Meiri. Now let us go to Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Amalei Ravache Bereida Ravikel Ravashi. Now here we see that Shmuel had said a kule that one could rely that if Oshan is coming up from the Gecholim or from the Basa, so one can rely that the dam was already taken out from the Basa, remember, then you put the Beidugi. So he said, how could Shmuel, mi omar Shmuel hochi, va omar Shmuel kikar shechotach ala Basa osa la ochlo? Shmuel himself said that the first member of Shmuel was you had a basal tzli that was roasted. He said it was mamish roasted. It was mamish roasted in the tzroi lachila. And Shmuel said if you cut this tzli on a kiko, so the there's dam that will come out from this tzli, and it's dam shepirish, and the kikar is also. So, and here also, so there Shmuel was the machmer. It was perhaps even more than this seer of kolad mumish aboy. It was tzli. Ba'afal pikein, it was still chayish, that there's still dam in the basar. And when you cut it with a knife, so the dam will come out. So the Gemara answers, "Shani hosam da'gav duchka de'sakine polik." Let us see what Rashi says. "Miyom Hashmul hochi de'lacha sheyich lekol marad mumish aboy muta." Then I can put a beidugi underneath it. "V'om Hashmul v'hay boso kvar nitzle." The first case of Shmuel is talking about it was nitzle, was roasted already. Perhaps even more than this kola marad mumis. Ba'afal pikein, Shmuel said that I still have to be chayish, there is still dam in the boso. So the Gemara says, "Shani hosam da gavduchki de sakina polit, lo ilom shetale timrose ein adam yaitz mena dehu." After it's tala timrosa, when it starts smoking already, so you can be assured that the ur, the eish, will not be moitzi anymore dam. V'sham nunis u umuta. Whatever comes out now from the eish is only fats. Avol kshechoy tchoy. But when you cut it with a sakin, v'koyvish olavas a sakin hu doichkoy. So then he's putting pressure with the sakin on the boso, and if there's any dam left in the behemoth, and there could be this dam left in the behemoth. So like this, there's no problem. If you're not cutting it with a knife, so whatever dam is inside is dam evorim, which is mutter. But, so there's no problem. And I'll tell you something else, Shmuel said, that the Eish will not be moitzi any more dam after Oshin comes out. So Memela, all dam that's left over is vaita dam evorim. But Shmuel's machadish, that if you will cut it with a knife, there's a koyach avduchki de sakine, which will be moitzi dam, which was, In the Eiva, until now was Dam Eivorim, they'll make it Dam Shapirish, and that is also. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omar Rav Nachman, Dogim Voifesh, Shemolchon Zeimze. You salted Dogim and Oifes together. Asurim, so we'll see as the sugya progresses, it means the dogim are also, because the dogim are boileya, the dam from the eifes, and the dogim are also. Like the Gemara, I don't understand. Hechidomi. Ibe kli sheini menukiv, if you salted it, and a kli sheini menukiv, so it means that the kli accumulated the dam from the eifes, and the dogim, and it's soaking in this dam. Afaloifis voifis nami asili. So what do you say? Dogim voifis. If you maybe make malicha na kli sheini menukiv, it's going to be beileya the dam. Ibe kli menukiv, if it's speaking about a kli menukiv, so the dam will drip out. Won't remain in the keli. Afalo dogim voifis nami shari. So the dam that comes out from the oifis, it, even though there's dogim there also, but it'll go out the hole eventually. So the Gemara says, Loilom b'chlim menukib. We're speaking about a chlim menukib. The dogim, mishum derofu kalmayu. That means the skin, the membranes that hold in the tzir, the dam of the dog, it's very loose, very soft, very weak. Is kodmei upolti. So, the dogim, they have in themselves dam, they have in themselves tzir, juice. In 5 minutes they're finished. Everything goes out in 5 minutes, let's say. But the oifais, it's not a 5 minute affair. Kemiti, it holds in. Doesn't go out so quickly. There's a koyach that holds it in. Is boso denaichi dogim. So after the dogim are finished being poilet all that they have to be poilet, which is very quickly. Let us just say, for example, in 5 minutes they're finished, they'll poilet everything, the dam and the tzir. Play the oifis. So now the oifis are still being mafled dam. So that means, so it takes much longer for the oifis to be mafled their dam than it takes for the dogim to be mafled the tzir and the dam. So that means when you, so you have salted, you have dogim and oifis. So the dogim, after 5 minutes, they were mafled everything. Mafled everything, finished. The oifis are still in the process of being mafled their dam. So memele, since the dogim are not mafled anymore, so there'll be boileya, so the dam that falls on the dogim will be boileya. So the dogim are rosa. The dogim are rosa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, dogim v'oifes, lav davka oifes, the choshkein bosar acha, the bosar of a behema, lefisho kosher mipsar oifes. So that means it takes longer for the bosar to be maflet all the dam. So memele, so zichri, you have a problem. Afilu psar oifes. Asurim hadogim levado. Shahadom yoitze min haboso. Because the dam leaves the boso. V'nivla bedogim, it's nivla on the dogim. So the Gemara says, how's it speaking about? If it's a cliche, ain't a menukiv. Afilu oifes, oifes, nami asiri. Can you bring a lekamon? Ein melchem boso, ela agav kli menukiv. Fishadam hayoitze nishar bekli, v'choyze v'nivla b'bosa. If it's talking about a kli sheni menukiv, so it's going to soak in dam and it's going to be by leia. If it's speaking about a kli menukiv, afilo oifes v'dogim namishori, shrei adam yoitze, because the dam is leaving it, it's leaving the keli. The mali dogim mali shashte chatichas anim lochesu al gavsu. All the time when you're meleach two chatiches, so the dam of one falls on the other. And what happens? And it goes out through the hole. It's a kli menukiv. Sha'ava bisha adam yoitzi mel yoina letachtoina, ein esori mim a kli menukiv. So the Gemara says, loyla bekli menukiv. Aina taima de dogim asurim, shum de dogu rofu karmayu, krum shalahem rach, the krum, the membrane that holds back the tzir and the dam from coming out is very soft. Because me yopolti memar mlitzle tzir shalom, they're finished being poilet afilo the tzir shalom. Boifes kmiti, tzimtzim, the oifes, there is a koich that restrains, that holds back the dam. Kloim ein memar mlitzleit, it doesn't go out so quickly. Ukvar nochu hadogim milifloit. The dogim are finished. They, whatever they have to give out, they gave out already. Vadayin oifis piltim. And the oifis are still giving out dam. Hilkach boli dogim. So the dogim are belay. Now since they stopped being poilet, so the dam that falls on them finds a welcome, base kibble, the mekelta, the dogim and mekabel the dam, and it remains in the dogim. Avul boso, roboso, so that's oifes v'dogim, which we don't have the same time span for this mane plate. Avul boso, roboso, kamo sheze shoyaliflate, karze shoyaliflate. That means each one is a, there's a standard time that they're both poilet. Ushneim poiletim yachad. So kolzman, so you saw two pieces of meat, one on top of the other. So let's say it takes 18 minutes to be poilet. So it's poilet finished. After the 18 minutes, they stop being poilet. So memele is so finished, so it's not poilet. Ushneim poiletim yachad. V'cholzman shatachtein torut bepleita. Einei beileya. So we're going to see in Taisvis, that's very good if you do everything the same time, some Amela, so it has the same system that they're poilet, and then and the, so they all pile it together, and when they stop being pile it, there's nothing, so there's no more dam coming out. So Tais is going to speak about what if you put one piece of meat after the other piece of meat, so the bottom one stops being pile it, and the top one is pile it. That's Tais is going to talk about it. That we'll see when we learn it. Rab Mori Barochel Imrich Lei Psar Shchuta Bahadi Psar Treif. They salted the geschortene Fleisch with treifene Fleisch. It was together salted. Also Lekame de Robbe. They came to Robbe. What's with my kosher of Fleisch? Is it still kosher? Omer Lei Hatmeim Lesser Tziron Veroitvon Bekipe Shalem. That it says a posik that the tzir of the juices that come out from the tmeya, from a treifa, the tzir is also awesome. Let us see what Rashi says. Now Rashi says, Amar Dikizach. So Rashi, Imrich Lei Bosa, Shchuta Bahadi Bosa Nevela, Bakli Menuke Kimishpat HaMoyuchim Bosa, כמו בואי לי מי אמרינן כי היכי דגבי דם לא יחיישינן לדומה פולת אליין ובו לתחתם דמרינן כל זמן שתחודם בפלטו אינם בוילים ושניהם נוחד יחד מפלטו סון החינמי לא ישנו לוי. That means I have a clarashi, seems to say a mahalach that they have the same time of plate, the same time of nochus, so when the pilot is. So he's also the same thing. So I have nothing what to worry about. Because the stacket is a treife. I mean, the kosher is also maflid dam, but it's no problem. Because the bosa hatachtain is also maflid, and it's maflid, it's not belay. So here you have a nevela, a treife. So it is, so it's maflid, but the Basar Atachdin is also maflit, so won't be a Beilaya. Amalei, Atmeim, Hei Yisrael, Degabi Atmeim, Lachem B'chal Asheret, Lesser Tziron, V'Roitvon, V'Kipa. Narashi Fataychus, V'Kipa, Pirmas, Basar, V'Tavlim, I think it's the small remnants of meat and Tavlim, Hanikve B'Shulei HaKdeiro, that is attached to the bottom of the pot. So that, okay, that's kippah. But let's go back to tzir. The kiven the tzirum also, the tzir, the juice of a nevela is also, mitzah habosa hashochot machmas tzir hatreifo, shunayach libola min adam. So here we come out with a new yisoy. That what we said before. That I did the torid upolit, it's not by leia, that's dam. Dam is difficult to be by leia, and if it's polit, it's not by leia. But tzir can go in, I feel, if it's torid upolit. So memele, so it's bitter. So memele, the tzir is also, and the tzir will be nivla in the Boso shchutem, smell it sos, say asset. Like the Gemara, v'lei malei midishmul. Why did he have to tell him this paraisa? Lei malei midishmul, let him tell him it's also, the Omar Shmul, liach areyu kireiseach, v'chovish areyu kimabushu. So lemaise, you have here, you have here the Rusach Dike Dam, Rusach Dike Tzir, I mean, so, and Malich Harei Keresech, so be Mavliya. So the Gemara says, Imidishmu, have a minem, Hani Mili Doma, Avot Tziran Varoit Vonloi Kamash Malon. That means, let's see what Rashi says. Hani mili domon kloim, hani mili legabi dam. Chagayin bekli sheini menukiv, the bosa, the polet, or the bola. If you'd only tell me the memra of Shmuel, the melich harayu kerei seyach, so then I would say, so this is negeya dam. Dam is also. V'yev akli she'ein menukev, so the basa will be beleya the dam. Because meliach harei kereisech. Avo tziron zeyahu. Tzir is only like a zeya v'loy mitzah. I would think without this member of the baraisim, I would think that it's not also, it's only a zeya balma. V'hoche ledam leke lemeichesh, the menukevu. Als dam leke lemeichesh, because the dam is coming out, and I the Torah the polit ain a baleya. And you have to say this. The im kain, or the chayot, the im loy kain, ksherek sheranam. I mean, if you'd be afraid of dam, so two pieces of meat, you also have the same problem. Is there teretz? Because that since the bottom one is torah lifloit, it's not baleya dam. And I would think, without this baraisa, that's all what you have to worry about. Good, it's baleya the tzir, but the tzir is nothing. The tzir is ayam alma. So I would think there's nothing but to worry about. It's kamash malon. That no, that's you bought the baraisa hatmeyim. Fine. Zuk the gemara weiter. Meisebe. We learned dag toer shemolchoi im dag tome. Mutter. That he was meleich adak toyer shemolchayim dak tome muta. My love shahoyu shneim meluchim. So let's see what Rashi says. My love shneim meluchim. Ushma minot zirnami leimivla kozman shasukim bepleito. That means I had a dak toyer and a dak tome, and I sorted both of them. I salted both of them, and it says that the dak toyer is mutter. So why is the dak toyer mutter? I lechoyre, the dak tome is moitzi tzir. So kochach is mafle tzir. So kochach, we have to say that kol zman the dak toyer is maflet its own tzir, it won't be beleya tzir. You just had a psanushtek toyer, tzir comes in a filu in a dover that's Torah lahaflit. So here it says, clone not like that. So my love shoy shnei meluchim. So the Gemara says, loy, kegoin shoy toyer meliach v'tomei tofu. It's speaking about like this. Dag toyer shem molchoy. We're speaking about a dag, he salted the dag toyer. And it there also, in that mokim, this adak tomei that was not salted. So the dak tomei, nothing's coming out of the dak tomei. So memele, so the dak toyer is toyer. It's maflet tzir. The dak tomei, nothing's happening from the dak tomei. So that is why take the dak toyer is toyer. But if he would have salted both, could have salted side the dak toyer inside the dak tome, so then einach hanami, then the dak toyer would become nesa from the tzir of the dak tome. Shmami no tzir muta legersin, it's not right, a tzir is muta. Shmami no, that it's not vilei if it's poilet, that's a shmami no. The Mo says no. It's speaking about that the dak tome is tofu, mibli melach, the hashte leipolti tome midi. Nothing is coming out from the tome. Avoshneim meluchim, but the both we meluchim, the tome nami polit also. Because then, I don't say Idi, the Torah, the lifloit, any belay, but choshkein tome meliach v'toyer tofu. So you have here Rusach de Ketzir that's coming out from the Tomei, and the Rzicha be Nivla in the Tofu.